Day 11. Once you start your weight loss plan, you may want to break your goals into sub-goals. That way, you will be motivated by small successes. Your goals must always be realistic and flexible. Don't worry about the scale. If your measurements have come down, that is much more important. Now is the time to set your secondary goals, such as eating slowly, exercising, not eating whilst watching TV, etc. You should evaluate your new behaviour on a daily basis at the end of each week and monthly. Remember, they should be easy, realistic, and flexible goals. Say to yourself, today I am going to do what's good for me. It may be good for you to break down your main goal into sub-goals, and that way you will be motivated by your small successes. This is really important. Set your weekly weight loss goal at a pound, for example. Resist the temptation to set it higher. If you do manage to lose 2 or 3 pounds, you will be all the more pleased with yourself. On the other hand, if you set your goal at 3 pounds per week and you only lose 2 pounds, you will feel discouraged by your failure. Bear in mind also that the amount of water in your tissue can vary and that the scales may not accurately reflect your weight loss. The scales could indicate an increase in your body weight when in fact you have lost fat, but for some reason you could be retaining water. Water retention is usually temporary, and the scale may well record the fat loss the following week. Let's now follow the steps to identify your secondary goals. They are the steps you need to go over to get to your main goals, which are losing and maintaining the weight loss. Those secondary goals may be eating slowly, never skipping a meal, losing taste for sugar or fat, or walking more. Set only 1 or 2 sub-goals at a time and for a month. These sub-goals have to be very easy to attain, and start with the easiest one. Evaluate your new behaviour on a daily basis at the end of each week and month, and set a weight loss goal of no more than 3 to 6 pounds per month and never more. If you lose twice as much, you'll be twice as happy. So these sub-goals have to be realistic and flexible. Right now, list your 1 or 2 sub-goals for the coming month and then ask yourself the following. 1. Are they easy to attain? 2. Are they realistic? And 3. Are they flexible?